As we prepare to turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer, I'd like to offer the opportunity for people to share any prayer requests. The two that I know of right off the top of my head are that Roger Bell's mother passed away this week, and in fact, the funeral is today. So please keep Roger and his brother in your prayers. Also, Marge McDermott, I talked to her last night, and she is in the hospital with severe vertigo. They think they can help it with therapy. That's what they're going to try first. She may go home today. She probably won't be in very long, but let's keep Marge in our prayers as well. And also, let's keep the Berries in our prayers as they search for a car. Are there any other prayer requests that we have? Yes, Dawn?
I wanted an update on Liam Horsey. For those of you on Facebook, you saw a post that I did. He's doing ridiculously well. He is walking without any assistance. They've released him to drive.
Wow.
And his parents have been really proud that he's done that without seeming to have, you know, too many, you know, emotional response to that. They were worried about that. And so he's starting to deal with the emotional side of it. The only physical thing that remains that's kind of looming large is his weight. He was a tall, thin young man to begin with, and he's lost weight throughout all of this, and now he says that food doesn't taste right to him, and he's not eating nearly the volume that he needs to eat to gain the weight back.
Okay.
And so they're struggling with that, and so they're struggling because they just kind of don't know what to do, and so they're struggling with because they know that he needs that to be able to continue. Because he's still weak, you know, obviously. His muscles are still weak. But he is just, there's been numerous things that he has not had to do. They thought they were going to have to brace an ankle. They didn't. They thought they were going to have to brace a knee. They didn't. I mean, it's just been a miracle across the board what they haven't had to do.
Thank you for that update. Yes, Joe.
Pray for my brother Jack and his wife Lee. Jack has the flu and pneumonia, and Lee has the flu.
Okay.
Their household is germ-ridden right now.
Will do. And we're glad that Kelly is here.
Yes.
That's great. Kelly is offering a joy for her mother's friend, her friend's mother, sorry, her friend's mother, Imogene Duncan, who turned 98 this week. So that's a joy. It's a joyful thing. And we are very, very glad that you're here and hope that you will continue to heal.
My surgery went amazingly well.
Very good. Sharon was telling me that the father of the little girls that they used to bring to church has been moved to Drake. He has not really regained consciousness. He kind of is in and out. So they don't really know what the prognosis is, but please continue to pray for him and for that family. Yeah, it's Becky.
It's very quiet in the back of the church today.
Yeah, Kim is having issues.
Okay. We will pray for the sewers.
And Barbara Addison says they hope to be coming back to church also. She's gotten a new job. She's going to New Hampshire this week.
Oh, wow.
Part of her job. So, but she said everyone in their family is well now, so they hope to be coming back.
Very good. Very good. Yes, Matt?
Derek's wrong, as I understand, doing first, so that's good news.
Very good.
And then Tim Gall.
Oh, goodness.
Tim and his wife.
Kim. Okay. Any other prayer requests? Please note that the closing part of this prayer is responsive. Let us pray. Let us lift our hearts to God in prayer for the concerns of the world, of the church, and of our lives. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray to you today in this community of believers. We pray for our new officers, Becky and Gary, Johanna and Sandy, for strength, and we pray for your support for them as they help to lead this congregation for the next 3 years. Lord, we pray for this congregation, for those who are not with us today because of illness or because of travel. We pray for those who are just down the hill from us, who we know and sometimes we are able to help. We pray for those that we serve at Cornerstone, those who are in Nicaragua that received our help with water projects and sewing, and the children at CLASP and SPARC, all of the lives that we touch through this community of faith. We pray especially for these folks, Roger Bell, on the loss of his mother, Marge McDermott as she struggles with vertigo, Liam Corsi as he continues to recover from his accident, Zachary, who is at Drake and struggling to recover, Jack and Lee, who are Joe's brother and sister-in-law, who have the flu, and Jack has pneumonia also. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving for the life of Imogene Duncan, who turned 98 this week. And we pray for Kelly as she continues to recover from her back surgery. We pray for Kim, who is sick and still being a mother and a wife and an employee, all of the things that she does. We pray for Derek as he continues to recover from his illness. And we pray for Tim Gall and his wife Kim. Tim has just been diagnosed with leukemia, Lord, and we pray your hand will be upon him as he seeks treatment and makes decisions about how to move forward. And now, Lord, in the quietness of this place, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Amen. We are your people, O God, trusting in you to hear and answer our prayers.
May our joys and sorrows find their way into your heart, O God, and may all who suffer be comforted. May all who hunger and thirst be filled, and all who trust in you find peace. Amen.
Amen. Our sending hymn is Together We Serve, number 2175 in the small blue.
Amen.
this place. I want to just say that there are two poinsettias left that are still kind of thriving. We've had to throw the rest of them away, but if anyone wants to take poinsettia, please do. I hate throwing them away, but I will kill it. So I know not to take it home with me. And also, we have a sign-up sheet for liturgists. We're out just beside the stairs. So if you want to be a liturgist, please do so. And as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and serve the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.